broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Absolutely gorgeous view of Diamond Head this morning. It is breezy. Gusts of 40 miles an hour. Swing easy if you're heading out to play a round of golf, and you can at Poipu at 140. You could play Volcano. It's 53 degrees right now. 10:32. It'll warm up by then. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:30, and the Emerald Course at Wailea at 12 o'clock. Hey, Tiger Woods and Arnold Palmer had a conversation yesterday. Tiger told Arnie he wouldn't be playing at Bay Hill, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, something he's won 8 times. Woods told Arnold Palmer he's simply not ready for tournament golf. So what did he say exactly? He says, I'm making strides, but like I've said, I won't return to the PGA Tour until my game is tournament ready and I can compete at the highest level. I hope to be ready for the Masters, and I will continue to work hard preparing for Augusta. I want to thank everyone again for their support. So, you know, really, when will Tiger Woods come back? Simply when he wants to. And a lot of people, you know, talk about, well, how much time does Tiger Woods have? Time is not his friend anymore. Tiger Woods made his goal to win 18 majors when he was a kid. He was barely a teenager, looking up to the player who had the best record in golf, Jack Nicklaus, of course, with 18. So how long do we, like you and I, expect Tiger Woods to pursue a goal, that is a goal that he made when he was a kid? You know, when you ask yourself, how many of us are still focused on the goal we formulated when we were teenagers, single, unmarried, with no children, and before having who knows how many back surgeries, who knows how many surgeries that were announced and not announced. When you come back from surgery, you start wondering if you'll ever be the same person again. That doubt alone, creeping inside someone like Tiger Woods, who felt, you know, indomitable at some point in his life. I don't feel that golf means as much to Tiger Woods as the world of golf would like him to feel. I mean, it means more to us that he's driven to excellence. It means more to the media, to the business of golf, that Tiger Woods gets his mojo back. He might have the ability, but maybe he doesn't like the set anymore, the stage. Maybe he doesn't like going to the golf course and being in that circus. Maybe he's found other interests. Maybe just golf doesn't mean that much to him anymore. We've all gone through changes in life, and maybe this is the time when he has made that transition. We're going to talk with Casey Nakama. He's the director of golf, founder and owner of Casey Nakama Golf Academy. He was Michelle Wee's first coach. We'll first thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Anamoana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
At 777 Ala Moana Boulevard, Acura of Honolulu will not be there. They're moving down to Nimitz. But today, you need to stop by the First Hawaiian Car Show, because that's where everybody from Acura is going to be. Get a glimpse of this amazing 2016 Acura ILX. It's at the Convention Center. You can talk to the guys about the best deal that you could get on the inventory in stock. They'll all be down there over at the First Hawaiian Car Show. I'll see you at that Acura booth today. All right, let's bring Casey Nakama, the director of golf, the founder and owner of Casey Nakama Golf Academy, into the studio. Welcome, Casey.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Interesting comments from, you know, Tiger Woods about when he's going to get back to the game. He's going to come back when he's tournament ready. What are your thoughts on Tiger Woods' return?
You know, it's unbelievable that we've seen him do some amazing things at the beginning part of his career. And even right now, what's going on with him, the last couple of tournaments, it's an amazing thing that's been happening, that when we watch him just chip a golf ball, he's having a hard time. It's I'm kind of baffled by that whole thing, because it's hard to imagine that you could be playing golf at such a high level and just kind of forget or lose that feel for doing just the simplest thing.
I when I had back surgery 5 weeks ago, they put my brain to sleep for 4 hours. And I'm waiting for my brain to reconnect. It's normal. But you start wondering, will you ever have the skills that you had prior to all of the surgeries that Tiger Woods had? And does he have the drive to come back and overcome and work? He says he's working really hard. Do you think he can work through something like that chipping problem he's got?
You know what is difficult for him, I think, is that he has to play his way back into, you know, tournament shape, and he has to do it in front of the world, you know. So there is tremendous embarrassment when he's not doing it right. But to me, that's just a risk that he has to take in trying to achieve, you know, greatness, and he has to do it in front of everybody. And it's same thing like Michelle. Whenever she does anything, it's in front of the world. So sometimes it's so embarrassing, but that's just one of those things that they gotta deal with when you're, you know, that big of a star.
Casey Nakama, director of golf, founder of Casey Nakama Golf Academy, Michelle Wee's first coach. Did you talk to her sometime when she was going through those embarrassing moments as she grew up and into the young woman she is today?
You know, when she was younger, the dad had most of the control of everything that she was doing, and, you know, where she was playing, because I had just advised her to play in more women's tournaments. But they, you know, at that one time, they wanted to go play against the men, because when you watch her hit golf balls, you really believe that she would be competitive against the men. But
yeah,
and as you know, as we all saw, that he just couldn't, because the guys are too good nowadays. So, but you know, as far as recently, I haven't talked to her too much about her putting and stuff like that. You know, it's just, she has to go find her own way. I think she's doing a lot of things on her own now, you know, taking less advice. And, you know, it's one of, when she won the U.S. Open, I think she's more comfortable doing some things that she wants to do it her way. You know, despite all the criticism of her putting style, she just feels that, you know, that's the way she wants to do it. And it works for her, you know. So in golf, that's one of those things. You know, there's a lot of ways to play this game well. So you just got to find your style.
Yeah, both of them, I mean, we talk about Michelle Wee and we talk about Tiger Woods. They both are sometimes criticized for having gone down the path of being too mechanical, too technical, and losing the feel for the game. When you start tinkering with your swing, you start concentrating on the geometry of the swing and planes, golf, you know, all these different things that can come into your mind. Instead of just seeing the position of the ball, grab a club, check out the distance, know your, you know, all that, and then just feel your way through. How hard is it to go back from becoming very technically oriented to going back to becoming a feel golfer?
You know, sometimes I think just some people are wired that way. One of the fun things about golf is to go to a driving range with a, you know, couple of friends and tinker around with your golf swing. And nowadays with the iPhones and videos, you know, that's one of the fun things about it. But there's a fine line in being too mechanical, especially playing golf at a high level. And, you know, I cannot name right off the top of my head, but there's been a ton of players that was really good players, and they just over-mechanized their motion and did not reach the potential that they had.
I think Sean O'Hare, and he's doing quite well. At least he was the last time I was able to catch up with the leaderboard. You know, he was the next great player, and then he got kind of caught up in the technical aspects and analyzing everything, including the swing plane. And as a young man, he was just considered like the next superstar. And he's doing well now, but I don't know. It seems like you said, if you're wired a certain way and you want to understand everything, like somebody once said to me, Tiger Woods knows more about the golf swing than anybody else. And for him to have a coach, he doesn't need a coach. He doesn't need anybody to tell him what to do. He just needs eyes to watch and tell him what he's done.
You know, I was watching that telecast that he was talking, I think it was in San Diego, and he was having a hard time pitching the golf ball. And he started talking about his downward arc didn't match up with his regular swing. And Nick Faldo, who, you know, one of the greatest players ever, he just had a fit on television. He said, I don't even understand one word that he was talking about. He said, look, if it's in the rough, you just pick it up and drop it under. If you need it to run, just, you know, use less of your wrist. It was such a telling, you know, moment that Nick Faldo was so frustrated with Tiger that he was just trying to over-mechanize this thing.
Yeah, and most of us don't understand the language that he's using now. Well, you remember when he started with the process? The interesting thing about that word, it's a process. It's a process. I mean, Tiger Woods is the first one to come out publicly and use that word. Now everybody does. You know
that his last coach, Sean Foley, kind of messed up one of our best players from Hawaii, Parker McLaughlin.
Wow. You know,
Parker had won a tournament in Reno Tahoe Open on the tour, a regular player on the tour and a winner, and then decided to go to see Sean Foley to improve his golf swing. And Sean Foley told him something like, it'll take about 6 months. This process is going to take about 6 months. And he's never been the same. You know, at one point, he was a former tour winner, you know, All-American at UCLA, and he had a hard time breaking 80 at one point.
Oh, my God.
Just starting to think of what he had to do, you know, just overthinking what he was going through. So, he's back on track and, you know, trying to work his way back. But just for that 6 months, it was really sad for us to watch that because we know how good Parker was.
And Parker has everything. He's got the personality. He was on Golf Channel for a week. Did you catch him? Yeah,
He has the whole package.
Yeah.
You know?
He really does. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kicked off its 2015 golf season with the first tournament, right? The HSJGA Junior Tour Series 14 and under on Kauai. So I figured that was kind of like the official junior golf season is now underway. But, of course, it's year-round in Hawaii, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're lucky we have good weather that we can play golf. Right now, it's a little cold.
Yes.
It's a little cold for Hawaii, but we've got great weather all year round.
So. Yeah, cold for us is like 65 degrees, and this is not in the heights or in the deep valleys where it's like 45, and up the Big Island, you know, it's in the 30s if you're at Waimea. The winds are out of the northeast, so for us it's chilly, and on top of that, it's breezy. It's like 40 miles an hour gusting at times, depending on what course you're playing. 15 to 25 is what you can expect. But, you know, that swing easy, that's easy to say. But it's really hard when you got the wind blowing against you to work against your natural inclination to work, you know, hit it into the wind. I got to work it against the wind.
It's just, it works backwards because the harder you hit the ball into the wind, the more you spin the ball, which in turn can make the ball go shorter. You know, so you really got to slow down into the wind, make sure you take extra club, and slow everything down, but it's just tough to do when that wind is blowing in your ear. It's making that sound. Your clothes is is flapping around, it's really tough to slow down. You know, it just takes some discipline on the player's part, yeah.
Yeah, it helps if you've grown up in that kind of weather, like Scotland or parts of Texas.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly right. But you just got to slow it down, like you said. You just got to slow it down.
Slow it down. Yeah, you know, try to slow it down and not think about what you're doing. That's what I like about Vision 54. It makes the most sense to me, is there's the think box and the play box. You know, if you're standing in your think box before you step up to the ball, you know, you can think all you want. You can figure out all the stuff, you know. But once you commit yourself to taking a shot, you got to just play. So think about trying to swing easy, you know, and try to be calm and slow it down in the wind. But once you go to the ball, whatever happens, just let it happen. And don't worry too much about it. Have some fun.
Yeah, you know, that they do have that. It's a left side brain, right side brain kind of thing. You know, some people think from the analytical side, some people think from the feel side, you know, but you definitely need both sides to be working at the right time, you know, properly figuring out their yardage, what club you're going to hit. And then once you decide on that choice, then you just step in and you got to move to your right side, you know, your feel side. So, you know, definitely there's a lot of truth to that.
Have you played much with a caddy?
Yeah. You know, I think for some players they like to just have a conversation. They like to chatter. For me, I just needed my caddy to give me the right yardage, and I would want to make a decision. Every once in a while, I might have to, you know, have a discussion with the caddy on what do you think? What do you see? You know, if you see something that I might not see, but most of the times, I like to make my own mistakes.
Yes. You don't want to blame anybody else. That's the worst thing, right? But it's nice to get confirmation. If you see 153, you want to, and what do you see? I understand what you mean, but once you take that, okay, like we've had our conversation, let's go for it.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it might be just a subtle break that another person might see. So he might remind you, hey, we're going downhill or something like that. And, you know, that would be great advice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch out there. See that little mound, that elevation change there?
Yeah, exactly right. But sometimes we're so into certain things, you're zoned into certain things, and you might not see, you know, something. So I think a good caddy on the tour, these guys, they speak at the right time, but most of the times, you know, they won't say anything. And, you know, I think as a player, they want to make their own mistakes. You know, you got to take full responsibility for eventually making that decision. And this is what I'm going to do. You don't want to blame the caddy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wanted to talk to you because, you know, it is always junior golf season. But for folks who are looking at spring break coming up, and then we've got the summer. You know, we've got 6 to 8 weeks of summer, and I'm thinking, well, we need to get those kids over to the Casey Nakama Golf Academy, you know.
You know, thanks, and I appreciate it. And, you know, about 10 years ago, Daniel, I went to a competition on the mainland, and we took the four best kids from Hawaii, the four best boys, and we were at a competition, Junior America's Cup, and we were right in the middle of the field, in the middle of the pack. You know, and for me as a competitor, I was so frustrated with that. So when we got home, I talked to Norman Asal from Oahu Junior Golf, and I said, look, we got to raise the level of our competitiveness here in Hawaii, and we had to start with having more kids compete, more kids play. You know, once our base was big, then we would see more kids excel at this game. And so when we did that. We did all the beginner programs. We got to get all these kids to just start introductory programs, get them started. So when our base got bigger, then we started to have all these kids pop out. So, you know, just a couple of years ago, in the last few years, the top 12 amateurs in the state that plays in the Governor Burns Challenge Cup, it's been junior golfers. And a lot of these kids have been to our program. So it's just one of those things. You got to build it up from the base. So, you know, this is the time when kids gotta get in there and try it.
You can find Casey Nakama at the golfdevelopmentcenter.com. golfdevelopmentcenter.com. If you you know, Google Casey Nakama, you'll find that. But just if you're looking, golfdevelopmentcenter.com. And how often do we find a Tiger Woods, a Michelle Wee? Our state is small. There's less than a million people here.
You know, let's say a Michelle Wee, you know, came to us in at about 2000, right around there. So this is 2015. We've had some really good players that come through, nothing like Michelle, but we've had some really good players that come through and got full scholarships to colleges. But we haven't had another Michelle, you know, that might be, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime kind of player. I don't like to think that we're going to only get one of those once-in-a-lifetime, but I like to get another player that has the physical size that she has. You know, she's, you know, 6'6". I think we could kind of, there's got to be a package, Danielle. They got to have the size, they got to have some talent, and they've got to have that determination to practice.
That's really it, isn't it?
I mean, that's hard. Yeah.
The personality that doesn't mind being alone a lot and working on something over and over and over again, that repetition. It's also, children expect not immediate results, but they want to see some results. How do you give them rewards for what they've done well?
You know, Mr. Ron Costillo Sr., he told me a long time ago that the players got to have a certain personality to practice on their own and to be out late in the evening and stuff like that and go putt all by themselves. So you need a certain type of personality. I remember he told me that a long time ago. But I like to just have challenges for the kids. You know, tell them if once they get better, always raise the bar. If they're shooting, trying to break 44-9 holes, then okay, if you break 44-9 holes, we might give you some golf balls or something, but we always want to hang a carrot in front of the kids and have them go after a lower score. You know, so for the better kids, they don't even need a reward or a prize or anything. You just tell them, hey, let's try and break 40 today, and they'll just go out and try and do it. You know, they just have that inner drive on their own.
Excellent.
Yeah, one of those things, yeah.
There's also this PGA of America concept of league play, like for teams of kids, right? And some, I think we're doing it here in the state. How do kids respond to team golf? Have you seen that yet?
You know, I've tinkered around with that thing for years because there is no doubt, Danielle, that in a team sport, the camaraderie with a team, you just cannot beat that feeling when you win with a team. And it's just one of those things that in golf it's just hard to do because the game is such an individual sport, and even when you put the teams together, they gotta be together for a while. Usually, you know, let's say the Ryder Cup, these guys, they're traveling on their own, they're all individual, they got their own families, their own routines, then all of a sudden for about 2 weeks they get together. That it's hard to develop a team concept. And like I said, there might be a way, but at this time, it's just difficult. When you watch football, these guys have been practicing from September all the way to February, all together, every day. And when they win, by the time they get to February, man, that's a terrific feeling. But
yes,
in golf, we never get that. These Ryder Cup guys will get together for, you know, like I said, 1 or 2 weeks, and to expect to get that same feeling. There is part of that, but it's just not the same. I don't know if in this sport we could do that unless you could have a team that stays together for a month. You know, let's say right now we got high school golf going on. We're in the middle of high school golf season right now, and yet at the same time we got the Hawaii State Amateur going on, and these kids that play for their team now are playing in an individual tournament at the Hawaii State Amateur going on at Pearl Country Club right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they're competing against each other now.
It's an odd situation.
Yes, it's just a tough situation. In this sport, it's just a tough situation to have that team concept. Yeah,
yeah. And I was just thinking about when you said it's hard being an individual. It's so much fun celebrating a team victory. And when you win by yourself, imagine, think about this, the picture. All the kids, after winning, they're in a team, and they're all jumping up and down, and they're all hugging each other, and they're all having a great time, right? It's hard for an individual to be able to do that all by themselves. You look very strange.
You know, this past December, I had won the Hawaii State Seniors Open, and I remember driving from the Mauna Golf Course to the airport, and it was just Jerry, my wife, and I, and we were just kind of laughing. And she goes, wow, what a job. And we were all laughing and talking about it. But it was just a celebration between the two of us. It's not like I could jump around at the golf course with a bunch of people, you know. But you know, luckily, I have a good bunch of friends that when I got home, we had called them, and then we all went out. And, you know, at the time, we had a lot of fun. But it's just a different type of celebration. You know, they're all happy for you, but yet it's just only your celebration. You know,
yeah.
Not the team. Yeah. So I wish we could figure something out. You know, still trying.
Casey Nakama, Golf Development Center at Olomana. When you go to Olomana, if you come into the pro shop and you come out, you just look for a sea of children, and in the middle is Casey. Thanks so much for being on the show, Casey.
Danielle, thanks a lot.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. John Paul Newport had a wonderful experience, did something I'd love to do. I can't imagine being the only girl with going on a men's, you know, buddy trip, you know. But he went along with 63 women on a buddy trip. The Lone Man. We'll be talking with him about that and a lot of other things in golf. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Juuli LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker.
Now, back to the Golf Club.
You know, I don't think he'd take my advice. I keep telling him it's a bunker, not a sand trap. It's a bunker. John Paul Newport, columnist, Wall Street Journal, golf writer, author of The Fine Green Line. 5 weeks ago, John Paul Newport's piece called A Golf Buddy Trip, 63 Women and Me, was published Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the show, John Paul.
Hi. Hi. Danielle, glad to be here.
Excellent. Just as I was talking with Casey Nakama, I thought, you know, and I said, well, I can't imagine being one girl with a whole bunch of guys. Like, you know, I don't think the guys would accept me. How were you embraced by the women? Did they accept you?
Well, they did. I think there was I was definitely a little nervous, just wondering how I would be accepted. But they were quite open to me.
How did you get quote unquote roped into going on a buddy trip with 63 women?
Well, I had written a column that appeared last year on a male bonding kind of buddy trip in Scotland and Ireland. And the woman that organized this trip, Corinne McDonald, contacted me after she saw that article and said, you should get a buddy trip from the other side. We've got a group of 63 women that are going to, well, it's going to be 64. I took somebody's place who dropped out is what happened. But going to Bandon Dunes, and you should come along and do a story about that. And I just said, absolutely. That sounds really interesting.
Bandon Dunes is probably what appealed to you rather than...
Well, no, actually, I think I'm actually very interested in the subject of women as golfers, because I guess I do understand it for historical reasons, but it's such a great game for women, and I don't understand why more women don't play golf. So to be kind of in a situation where I could observe it and write about it and see how women do golf... just seemed like a great subject and something I was very interested in.
Well, you made me extremely excited when I heard your conversation with Matt Janella and read your piece when I got a hold of it. It just, you captured it perfectly. Just my experience with four or five women and the way we play golf when we go play, emphasis, play golf. But tell me, you know, first, the area, Bandon Dunes is wonderful, but it's kind of, I've heard it's kind of Spartan.
It is relatively, relative to a lot of resorts. I mean, people think of golf resorts as spas and pools, and golf is just one thing that you might do in addition to, you know, luxurious things. But at Bandon Dunes, it takes a long time to get there, no matter where you're coming from. It's sort of in a place, they'll build it, and if they build it, you will come.
Yes.
But it's a gorgeous course. They have five courses now, including a new short course. But it is definitely built for golf. It's a lot of the suites where you stay are like four bedrooms around a common room. They're kind of built for foursomes. It's not the only way to accommodate. And it's been historically very much a guy's place. You go there, it's good food and, you know, very comfortable beds and everything, but it's built around golf.
I had a picture of bunk beds going on there for a second.
not quite, but I mean, it's nice. The accommodations are very nice, but it's not built to be a luxurious pampering resort. It's
yes.
built to be a place you play golf.
Yes, and for us, you know, it's like, okay, now that I've played golf, I want a massage. I need my nails done. And
right.
If I'm going to go to dinner, why don't you do my hair too, just so I don't have to deal with it?
They did put in a spa in the last couple of years, so it is possible to get a massage. I'm not sure about your nails.
Okay. Well, I won't worry about them. I'll just cut them out. All right. Now, what did you find, you know, when I was reading, I thought, my goodness, what was different about the way men play golf as a group and the way women play golf, as you observed?
As I observed. I mean, there are no generalizations in anything, almost. I mean, there are no absolute rules.
Right.
But as a generalization, I think one of the main differences was that on any of the maybe four or five male golf buddy trips I've gone on, there's always a central betting game. When the whole thing was built around some cumulative team-based bet or something. That did not happen here. A lot of the women I talked to individually said that when they're at home playing with their friends, there's usually some kind of wager, or very frequently there is. But the organizer here, her group is called Going for 100, and they're mostly in San Francisco. The idea is just to get women to play 100 rounds of golf a year. Only about 20% of them maybe do, which is an enormous number. But most of them play 60 or 70 rounds a a year, and she just wants people to play, play, play. So some of the people on this trip were relatively new to golf. There were like three had 30 handicaps. So she didn't want to intimidate people. So there was no central betting game. That was a big difference.
Huge. That's wonderful. I mean, I know the guys have all, they have so many complicated betting schemes that I don't even understand them half the time.
Oh, no, I know. I've been on a buddy trip where they really had to have an Excel spreadsheet to keep track of the bets. It's a central feature usually.
Yeah. And now, when you, the interaction on the course, were they competing? Was there any competition? Or were they just playing? How did that work?
Well, you know, there was a little bit of competition among some of the women, but in as a generalization, I'd say it was much more of a social event than it was a competitive event. The women were very supportive of each other. It was about a walk in a beautiful place with friends. It was about enjoying the time together. It was about the post-golf, you know, Chardonnay and salad on the patio rather than the burgers and beer. The vibe was very different in general than I usually experience.
So guys are much more serious, I think, about every little detail. You know, and women, from my experience from playing with the girls is, you know, we don't really go back and talk about the round so much about how we struck the ball. We may laugh over something that happened, or maybe there was a 40-foot putt that actually went down, you know. It was like, wow, did you see that? Did you get a picture? No, I didn't get a picture, you know.
Well, that's very true. In fact, it was a recurring joke among the women there about how their husbands, most of them were married, or you know, after their rounds, they just go and go through hole by hole on the scorecard about how everything did. And that was like they really made fun of that. The equivalent for them was sharing photos of the round.
Yes. In your article, you said that women played faster than men.
According to some of the marshals that were there, they did play very fast. But the marshal there that see it all the time, they said, yes, when women and men play approximately the same when they get to the greens, but the men take a lot longer on the greens as a generalization because they're studying every putt, and I guess because they have all these games going on.
Oh, the money, of course.
Right, that's probably it. He said, this marshal I talked to said they get quite a few husband and wife foursomes or eightsomes, and sometimes they will separate into where the women play together and the men play together, you know, on one round a day, and maybe they play as couples, the others. Anyway, when that happens, the women usually go first, and they, like, leave their husbands way behind.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Well, I know friends of mine, you know, that we move. We just want to go.
It's funny because there's a lot of a perception that women play more slowly. Like, people at municipal courses, oh, we're going to get behind women. We're going to be slowed down all day. I don't know. You know, there must be some historic truth, perhaps, to that perception, but it certainly isn't my experience playing with women.
You know, you said when we started talking that you'd like to see more women play the game. Can you tell me why?
Well, I mean, I don't own a course or anything, so I don't care for that reason, although I think people that do own courses
would love it.
A business, you know, there's would love to expand, see the market expand. I just think it's a wonderful game for women. I think women, is a generalization, but they love to walk, they like fitness, they like being outdoors. I think golf answers all of that. It's a way of being with friends. That's the main reason these women say they play so many rounds of golf is they, you know, it's always a round and then a lunch afterwards, usually back home. It's just they have really good friends that they enjoy doing that with. One woman said she likes to get off out on the course, and then she can all sort of have some private discussions with friends about children or things, you know, when that happens. And it's also, I think, a very stylish game. You know, the clothes are much better than they used to be for women and men.
Yes.
But I think, you know, there's a physicalness to it. I just think it's a gorgeous kind of game, and it's course, I just love golf in general. It's a wonderful game to play. It's challenging for all the reasons anybody likes golf.
Yeah, you hit it on all points. I agree with you completely. And I was talking with Barney Adams yesterday about growing the game and how we're doing with Tee It Forward and other things that, you know, he's such a mind. And he said to say, oh, who are you talking to? And I said, I'm talking with John Paul Newport. And he goes, say hi to John Paul. He's a friend of mine.
I know Barney. Yes, we play golf together. He plays fast, by the way, too.
Yeah, he talked about avid golfers, because obviously women should play because it would be really cool for them to play golf. Women don't want to be catered to just because you want them to come into the business. Nobody likes that feeling. You know, don't make me feel like I'm just wanted because I'm somehow going to help your bottom line. And your article showed me, and anybody who could read it, just how much fun golf is and why they should start playing. And Barney came up with this thought when I asked him about why aren't more people playing? Why can't we grow this game? He said, well, what I would like to do with some of the USGA coffers, you know, they're got a lot of cash, is take some of the money and do a study on the 4 million million avid golfers who have dropped out of the game and aren't playing anymore, because it's the avid golfers who, you know, make a difference, like yourself and people who can play 60 rounds in a year. They move the engine. So he said, what we should do is find out, why don't those avid golfers, they're the ones that we need to examine why they're not still playing this game.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see the results of that research.
Yeah, he said, otherwise we're just speculating. So I thought, well, with you, John Paul, I can talk about, but just, you know, there's no speculation. It's fun. And I had no idea that I would meet with the EWGA group that we've started. I've met some of the most wonderful women, and I would never have met them in any other circumstance. None of my family likes to play golf much, not my sister. And we like going out. The girls like to get together. I mean, guys are fun to have around.
Right,
but
right.
Sometimes we work, go away.
It can work really well together. I mean, you know, mixed foursomes or whatever you want to call it are terrific too. It can even be kind of a sexy game, you know, flirtatious game. It could be anything.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I found very interesting, right after I went to Oregon, I went to the PGA show in Orlando, and I sat in on a women's golf forum. And Donna Orender, who was a professional basketball player and later president of the NBA, said, you know, men were here first about golf, just historically. They dominated the game in the early years. And she said, no blame, no judgment, but let's just get on now. You know, we don't have to, that doesn't mean that we can't play the game now, we meaning women.
Right.
The way lots of things have changed about women since the 1920s, you know, about they didn't even have the vote when men were dominating golf. So it's like we don't have to accept that golf is the way it always has been. And that was what's so great about this group, is kind of a critical mass of women at a place doing it like women might do it if there were lots and lots of women that played it. They play it fundamentally. It's the same game. They play it for the same reasons. It's nice to be outside. It's a fun game. But around the edges, they might have different styles. And I think once you get a critical mass of women doing it and accept it and just a part of the warp and woof of golf, I think it could really take off. Right now, it's still, I think it's 25% or fewer, 20% of the golfers in the U.S. are women.
Yeah.
You go, you know, a couple women go to a course, they really don't feel they're outsiders a little bit. They don't feel it's made for them. I think if it were at some point, it could easily become. I mean, I could see no fundamental reason it couldn't be 50-50 someday.
Exactly. Looking at the PGA of America reaching out to women and just people in general, but you know, speaking of opening up the arms to others and making women feel comfortable. I was reading another article you wrote about in late April, the PGA Tour is bringing, what is it called, Scratch TV in?
Oh, right, yeah, for the for the so-called millennials. Right.
Yes. It's kind of like a back nine network, only mini, and it's going to be on YouTube.
It's going to be on YouTube. It's meant to be shared. It's not sort of a destination you go to. They're trying to create little snippets. Almost all of them will be under 2 minutes. They just have an attitude, and that are meant to be shared on mobile devices, and you know, in the office and stuff. They just present golf kind of as a vibrant. Different from what people think of as golf, geared for young millennials. And, you know, it's a little something just to create a different image of golf.
Yeah. I found them on Facebook, little short snippets of,
right.
You know, like Ernie breaking his club on the tee when he was trying to, not on the tee, on the tree.
Right.
And it said, now wait for the sound. And God, that was a terrible sound. The club breaking because he hit the tree. It was amazing. I wanted to see that alligator, or the gator that was so obnoxious. He wouldn't move.
Yeah, it looked like they crawled out from the Pleistocene era.
Precisely. And on Tiger, I wasn't able to read it because I don't have a subscription. I'll have to sign up. Because $12 a year is a good price for the Wall Street Journal, right? I think it's...
If you can get it for $12 a year, that would be amazing.
Oh, I'm not sure then. What did they say online, how much it was?
I don't know, but it's... Yes. You do. Most of the articles, you have to get... There's a paywall. But if you go in through, like, my Twitter account, you can usually get my articles.
Okay.
But okay.
John Paul Newport's Twitter account is JP Newport. Very easy.
Right.
JP Newport. Columnist, Wall Street Journal, and author of The Fine Green Line. And, you know, we need to talk about that book and many other things. But what stood out for you when you were over at the PGA show? I've never been to the PGA show. I need to do that. In the 17 years of doing this show, I haven't gone there. I was interested in Arcos. The you know, that's kind of interesting.
There's been a few devices that come out recently, and this is, I think, the best of them. You screw a little microprocessor into the little hole at the top of the grip of your club. Each club has one. And it registers where you hit your shot from, and because each of those little microprocessors is registered with that club, it knows that you hit a 7-iron or a driver for that. And that's all you have to do. Basically, you have to have an iPhone on or a phone on Bluetooth while you play, like somewhere on in your pocket.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the round, it gives you something like a shot link report about your round. It shows where you hit every shot on the whether they were in the fairway, how long your drives went. You know,
wow.
You think they go 250, and you realize they really only go 220. You know, that kind of thing. But you can begin to really see, if you're a statistics guy, you know, where you're losing shots, what you really hit your 8-ironed, and it's a good analysis for trying to improve your game.
Yeah, one day I want them to do this. I want them to put it on the club head, so it'll show me where I'm actually making contact with the ball. Whether I hit it on the toe or the heel, or if I managed to hit it.
Well, they do have impact tape you can put on the club.
That's true.
Yeah, but not for long.
Yeah, that would be great. It's good talking. It's good meeting you. Thank you so much for writing this. It was wonderful, and I want to share it. It's a golf buddy trip, 63 women and me, and John Paul Newport. If you Google his name, you'll actually get all of the different articles he's written. And he wrote this 5 weeks ago, so it's February 6th, which is a special day for me because that's the day that I got my back taken care of. John Paul Newport, thank you for being on the show. I hope we'll talk again.
Me too. too. Thanks. I enjoyed it.
Excellent. Thank you. And we're going to talk a little bit about some clothing. I've been talking about clothing for the last 17 years. It's gotten so much better. I can actually find women's golf clothes that feel good. They have all these new fabrics that just kind of like drape on your skin, and they, you don't get all sweaty. And this is great about what John Halvorsen has. He's got a shirt that is wicking, but not only that, you could give somebody a hug and not be offensive after a round of golf. We'll talk with him. Loft Golf, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 21st, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
I am always looking for affordable, stylish golf attire. That, you know, and everybody's got different tastes. And I was surprised to find Loft Golf has 4 different styles of these shirts that come in many different colors and combinations, more than the men. Thank you, John Halvorsen, president of Loft Golf, loftgolf.net. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. I'm happy to be here.
Now, wait a minute. You're a yacht. You are in the shipping business, so to speak.
I
thought I was reading your bio. Maybe I've gotten the wrong bio. Did I get it confused with somebody else?
No, I'm in the shirt business. I used to be in the boat business.
Ah, the boat business. You know that. Well, I think that's wonderful. I love the fact that you somehow got an idea. It's like my friends from England who got the idea, green sleeve golf, got the idea. He needed to have something to clean his ball when he went to the green, right? You want to clean your ball off, right?
Yeah.
Well, he kept losing the rag that he would take with him. It would be left behind. So he made something, took a couple of years, and now he's got this cool little thing that just cleans your ball and it fits right in your pocket. Now,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. You had the same sort of moment when you were putting Loft Golf together. How did it start? Tell us where the beginnings of your business.
Well, the beginnings of the business were we wanted to come up with a fun brand, something different, something unique, something that wasn't out there. So we started with our logo, which people really gravitated to and they enjoyed our logo. So we started buying wholesale shirts and putting our logos on it and our labels, so on and so forth. And then as we grew and tournaments were speaking with us and we could not get them what they were looking for, you know, precisely a mixed league with men and women with combination pieces, without them just being plain white or, you know, plain blue. So at that point, we decided that we needed to get them manufactured specifically for us. And we did a tremendous amount of research, tremendous amount of work. We paid tens of thousands of dollars for samples from all over the world to try to find the quality that we insisted on. And then the further that we looked into it, the more we came to the realization there was about a dollar difference to us between the worst golf polo on the planet and the best.
Wow.
So obviously we went with the best. We grossly overbuilt our shirts, and we're happy with what became of the brand and the growth of our brand, and our customers are very happy and not looking back. We're only looking forward.
Excellent.
We're pleased.
Excellent. I know you have to describe your logo. Tell us about your logo. Where did your logo? He's cute.
His name is Stickman, and basically, the bigger he gets, the easier it's to see. He just did a full swing. His head is looking up in the air. One hand is off the grip, and the ball is dribbled 3 feet in front of him.
Isn't that what? That is so perfect. You know, it's like most of us golfers have had that experience. Even Tiger Woods.
Well, yeah, and he's not returning our calls, so I don't think that's working. But it's interesting because, you know, when we set out to do this brand, we just thought it was something very unique, something fun. And I remember our meetings, and I said, you know, we need to go after that niche market, that very fine niche market of the 85% of golfers who aren't that good. And believe me, I'm amongst that 85%.
That niche market?
Yeah, it's very niche. I mean, but we were willing to just go to that.
Yes, yes. Okay. Every Loft Golf, and it's loftgolf.net. Every Loft Golf polo is 100% moisture wicking, but it's also treated anti-static and antimicrobial. What's the anti-static good? Why is that important?
Well, a 100% polyester shirt, when it comes out of the dryer, and although the bags say don't dry them, to me, any shirt that you do not put in the dryer, I refer to as a disposable shirt because I'm not hang drying anything. So coming out of the dryer, it's staticky. And the anti-static treatment just prevents that and also prevents the shirt from clinging to you while you're golfing. It was a very important aspect that, you know, not everybody adds to the shirt because obviously there's an expense involved, but we felt it was very important.
Of course, the antimicrobial is a little bit easier to understand.
That just makes sure, even though your golf game stinks, that you don't when you're finished with it.
Perfect.
We do that for the people you're playing with.
Right. But this, now listen to this. This is where it gets really to the details, okay? The untucked problem. What did you do about that problem when the shirt just keeps coming out?
Well, we did a lot of research in the shirt and in sizing and so on and so forth. And one thing that we, you know, wearing anybody else's shirt out on the golf course, which, God, I would never do now, but I used to, it would be a constant problem with the shirt becoming untucked because they're slippery. A polyester shirt in nature is slippery. So we went and we tried a bunch of different samples with a bunch of different lengths. But what we did is we added 2 inches to the trunk of the shirt, which keeps the shirt tucked in. Every time you swing your club, you're not retucking your shirt in. And 3 inches was too much. It balled up. And, you know, we put a lot of research into it. And that was the magic number. And people are really amazed that these shirts do stay tucked in and that they are as comfortable as they are.
And this is the one that really just sold me completely. Every Loft Golf shirt, and it's loftgolf.net, everyone is double stitching on every seam, important or not. That yes.
Unbelievably important.
Yes. I mean, that is just so cool. It's wonderful that you put that much attention to detail to make sure that these are excellent golf shirts. And I can understand why, because you have a lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. It better be good.
Well, which is unheard of. And the only thing that we say that we do not warranty against is snagging. These are not proprietary fabrics per se, but they're made specifically for us. We just didn't pay the zillion dollars to make them proprietary, but it's a very tight weave fabric, and it is the most snag-resistant fabric that we found throughout the entire world. And they're made specifically for us, which gives us a downtime on receiving our product, because another thing that hasn't been touched on yet, but I think is one of the most important aspects of our shirts are UPF 50++ sun protection.
Oh,
which is just unheard of.
Yeah, I didn't see that in the description.
They're 50++ for the colors, and even our whites carry a 30++, which is really unheard of.
Oh, that's excellent. That is so important. So important. I always want to wear some sunscreen. You know, reapply, reapply. How do you reapply underneath your shirt? It's, you know, it's kind of weird.
See, and for me, it doesn't make that big of a difference because I'm generally in the woods where I'm shaded. So it doesn't make a big difference for me. But, you know, a real golfer probably would need that.
Yeah, yes, excellent. So we even get sun protection from the Loft Golf shirt, and it's loftgolf.net, L-O-F-T. I was going to ask you about the name, L-O-F-T. Then I decided when I found out about what it means, maybe y'all should go to loftgolf.net and read the story about how that name stuck. Because, you know, you have something that I think is cool, too. I didn't think it'd be possible to do what you say you can do for the Loft Golf Tournament Program. We're putting on tournaments all the time. The charity tournaments, there's this tournament, that tournament. You know, and everybody gets a little bag of something inside of it. How many people come to you to do an event and have a Loft Golf shirt for everybody who participates?
We really put our effort into it, but we weren't as aggressive last year as we were this year because we just couldn't keep up with the supply. Now we can. I mean, we're online. We have tens of thousands of shirts in stock. So we went very aggressive this year, and we have been contacted by several people. We do Toby Keith tournaments every year and a bunch of other tournaments, and we just went with a very aggressive program. And what people really enjoy in their goodie bags is, you know, I have been to my share of tournaments, and you pull out a T-shirt or you pull out a cotton shirt, you know, which are all great for waxing your car, but you're never going to wear them on a golf course. So we put together a program for tournaments where you can buy the top quality, put it up against any shirt on the planet, shirt for what you're paying for your cotton shirt. And that comes embroidered and everything else. And one reason that we do that as aggressively as we do, to be honest with you, is we see a spike in sales from whatever state that tournament was held in. So if tournament was held in Iowa, for the next 3-4 weeks, we see a tremendous amount of Iowa purchases, because once they get the shirt, wear the shirt, like the shirt, then they buy online, and the whole thing works.
Excellent. And this is Charles Candler, PGA General Manager and Director of Golf Belmar Golf Club in Norman, Oklahoma. He says, Loft Golf is an incredible partner of ours. Beyond the fact that they produce one of the highest quality shirts in the business, they provide timely, unsurpassed customer service. I've worked with few people in the industry who are as energized as John and the Loft Golf team towards providing quality products in a timely manner in a very fair price. So I'm absolutely taken by your company and your product. Thank you so much for getting in touch with me.
It was my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
It's John Halverson, again, president of Loft Golf. Loft, L-O-F-T, golf.net. Go online and find out why the company's name is that. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure, Danielle. Thank you so much.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Bob Foreman. He's the owner of Golf Fit Carolina. And fitness, it's important, right? Yeah, I know. It's important. It makes you feel good afterwards. In the beginning, you're always going, well, I don't know. You know, I don't feel like doing it. I'm tired. Afterwards, you work out a little bit, you exercise, you'll feel much better afterwards. All right. And I just wanted to remind you that today is the first Hawaiian auto show. and you need to go down there and find the guys from Acura. Stop by the first Hawaiian car show for the glimpse of the amazing 2016 Acura ILX. They're at the convention center, and most of the guys from the dealership, they're not down at the store. They're over at the first Hawaiian car show at the convention center. So you'll want to stop in, check out that gorgeous car, and see what they've got in stock here on Oahu. And so we'll see you all at the Acura booth today. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 21st, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I was talking about tournaments that are put on all year round, and one of them is for Palama Settlement. It's the 12th annual charity golf tournament for Palama Settlement, and the support that's raised from this tournament, and maybe your donations too, maybe you'd like to give more than what it takes to play in the tournament. Youth development with the Pakulea Youth Athletics Program, Keiki swimming lessons and open swimming opportunities, computer literacy classes, after-school arts and crafts, and the Girls Circle teen leadership sessions, information for emergency services like housing and rent and food, emergency food pantry provision, dance and movement classes for seniors. So important, movement classes. As we get older, we can't stop moving, okay? So if you want to get into the tournament, the entry deadline is April 9th, so have a little time, and all you have to do is get in touch with palamasettlement.org. palamasettlement.org. It's going to be played at the Hawaii Prince Golf Club on Fort Weaver. Check-in is 10:30 on April 23rd. April 23rd is a Thursday, and the format is a three-person scramble. There's a 15% handicap differential. Maximum handicap for men is 28, and for women, it's 36. So we're just talking a little bit about moving. One more reminder. The Wailea Country Club is hosting aspiring men and women amateur and professional golfers for the regional U.S. Open qualifier, and it's Monday, May 11th. Qualifying will be over 18 holes, stroke play, top finishers advancing to one of the 10 sectional sites across the United States. And you've got to go to usga.org, and you've got to get an entry in by Wednesday the 29th at 11 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time. All right, now let's go. Speaking of golf and moving and getting all taken care of with the body, Bob Foreman is owner of Golf Fit Carolina, GolfFit.com, Golf Fit Carolina, authored an educational golf fitness website, written a book titled Functional Golf Fitness Training. His motto is Better Your Body to Better Your Game. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, thanks, Danielle. It's a pleasure being here.
You have a master's degree in exercise physiology, and you worked in the fitness field for 30 years, featured in Golf Week and Golf Talk Live, Golf Director, radio shows. You've done golf magazines, of course. In all this time, you must have an amazing wealth of information to share, and I was interested in when you say is Golf Fit Carolina is a golf fitness website dedicated to helping golfers play better, healthier golf. What's the difference between Golf Fit and Fit?
Well, yeah, that's actually a very good question, because fitness is all, you know, when you think about fitness, you think about body weight, you think about your blood pressure, you think about things like that. Golf Fit is actually preparing the body or working on the body to identify and correct the physical deficiencies that we have that are impacting our swing mechanics and our injury potential. I mean, we now know through research that there's a strong correlation between those two, between physical muscle tightness, muscle weakness, muscle imbalance, and inefficiencies in the golf swing. And that can lead to poor swing mechanics, it can lead to poor performance out on the golf course, and it can also lead up to injury. So once we are aware of what those deficiencies are, we can correct those through exercise so that we can help the golfer get into those good hitting positions and just play better golf.
Excellent. You were talking about, I was mentioning senior classes, movement classes. And I really like the part where you talk about our bodies change as we go through life. And you write that there's a perception that those changes, for the most part, will negatively impact how we feel and how we look. We just assume that with each passing year, we'll get a little flabbier, lose some muscle tone, slow down as part of the aging process. But you say that that's not necessarily, you know, that our better years are not necessarily behind us. Can you tell us where you get this research from? Because I like that part.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's inactivity, as Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, just said a couple weeks ago, inactivity is the new cancer. I mean, so many of us are just sitting around during the day at work you know, with friends, and because of this, you know, as we get older, we start to develop a lot of deficiencies in our body because of the fact we're not as active as we used to be. And then there's that natural process as well that we lose muscle tissue as we do get older, but that's enhanced by the fact that we're inactive. So there are definitely things that you can do to slow down that aging process, that loss of muscle tissue that's impacting not only our performance out on the golf course, but also just the ability for us to perform the activities of daily living, like walking upstairs or, you know, walking up a hill. So, you know, as long as you're aware of what you need to do and then you put that to practice, you can definitely slow down that aging process and you can actually help yourself out on the golf course.
Yeah, and we're talking about Golf Fit, but and GolfFitCarolina.com with Bob Foreman, the owner. When you said that about, for instance, women, you wouldn't think of this, but osteoporosis, the losing of calcium, so to speak, in the bones and making them more brittle and you know, potentially breaking. If you use weights, if you use weightlifting, you can actually strengthen those bones.
That's right.
And that's contrary to your, you know, what you'd think, but tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely resistance training is something that we all should be doing for reasons that you just mentioned, you know, with osteoporosis, but also because there's also a condition, when I talked before about a natural loss of muscle tissue, there's a condition called sarcopenia, which is just that. It happens in both men and women. It actually starts at the age of 30, and it enhances it, quickens when you hit the age of 50. Now, the bad thing about that in golf is that most of the muscle tissue that you lose is in the lower body, and most of that is what's called the fast twitch muscle fibers. You have two different types of muscle fibers in your body. You have fast twitch, which is responsible for explosive type movements like the golf swing, and you have slow twitch, which is more for endurance events. So because of the fact as we get older, both men and women, we're losing muscle tissue, but we're losing more of it in our legs and that fast twitch that we need to help us swing the golf club. You know, that's the reason why as we get older, we tend to lose distance and our playing performance tends to suffer. Again, if you get into a nice progressive resistance training program, you don't have to go crazy with it, but you know, a nice progressive program, you can get some of that muscle back, and it will definitely help you out on the golf course.
Excellent. And that was, well, that's what Golf Fit Carolina is all about. And Bob Foreman is talking with us, a certified instructor, author, and educator who is internationally recognized as a leader in golf fitness. There are 10, top 10, I guess. You've actually got more than 10, but the top 10 fitness must-haves. And let's start with balance between the chest and upper back muscles for a neutral spine at address.
Oh, yeah, gosh, there's like an epidemic out in golf now. You know, the C posture, which is characterized of a bowing of the spine, you know, when the person is standing at address over the ball. We're just starting to see a lot more of that, and it's because of the computer and the workstation. We're sitting at the computer all day, our shoulders are rounded, so what happens is the muscle adapts to the position that it's placed in most of the time. So because we're sitting and hunched over our computers, all my dentists all have C posture because they're hunched over their patients. The muscles across the front part of the chest are shortened, so they tighten over time, and then the muscles along the upper back elongate, and so they weaken. And, I mean, just look around, you know, on the beach, when you're on the beach, and look at the postures out there. I mean, young and old, it's really bad. Postures are really getting bad. But, you know, you take that posture out onto the golf course and you get into this C posture. Now, with a bowed spine like that, it's really tough to get the club back, you know, far enough that you can generate some decent club head speed and get distance down the fairway. People in a C posture will usually have a limited backswing, or they will stand up as they're bringing the club back. You know, they'll lift their head up so that they can actually get the club back further. So there you're messing around with your swing plane, and you know, a lot of times your balance may be thrown off, but that increases the risk, you know, for miss hits and poor shots. So, yes, C posture is something we got to deal with out there. And, again, you know, what you need to do is stretch the tightness, strengthen the weakness to try to improve that posture.
That would be the top 10. Number one, balance between the chest and upper back muscles for a neutral spine at address. Now, the other problem with posture, we've got the C posture, but we also have the S posture, and you say that we find that mostly in women.
Yes. Now, S posture is usually brought on, you know, it's characterized by that excessive sway back, that excessive curvature in the lower back when standing over the ball at address, and it's more predominant in women and in younger golfers. I have three daughters, two of them have that sway back posture, and you know, even at a young age, they started complaining about their lower back. S posture is going to destroy your lower back over time by itself, but then you add that with the explosiveness of, you know, nature of the golf swing, and it's really it's a perfect storm just waiting to happen. Now, a lot of times S posture is a result of tightness in what's called the hip flexor muscles, especially the muscles in the front part of the hip that pull the hip bone downward and forward. And as it does that, it increases that curve in the lower back, and it creates that sway back. And then, again, when you're out on a golf course and you're standing over the ball, you're into this S posture, and then as you're twisting back and forth, it just puts a lot of pressure on the lower back.
Okay. The first thing I have to ask you as a woman is, what do we do to not have the S? What do I need to do to get rid of that?
Well, I mean, the simple thing is to first be aware of the fact that you have a sway back posture. And again, that's also very noticeable. You can see it. It's very visual in some people. I mean, you're just looking for that excessive curve in the lower back and a protrusion of actually the butt sticking out. And you can get tested for muscle imbalance, and it's an easy assessment to do to check whether or not the hip flexors are tight or not. And then chances are, if you're in a sway back, you're going to find that your hip flexors are tight. And then what you want to do is you can do some stretches for those hip flexors, so over time you can alleviate the tension in that area and bring balance back into the body so that you don't have that misalignment. And there are stretches on the website. There are stretches in the book. You know, it covers S posture because of the fact that it's so prevalent.
Interesting. The C posture, not only is it happening for seniors as we used to see it, but Bob Foreman here from Golf Fit Carolina points out that it's because we're seeing it in young people, in middle-aged people. It doesn't matter. We're all, you know, texting. We've got our neck down. What's happening with our neck must be amazing. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is that that C posture will definitely put some pressure on the neck and the shoulders. And then, you know, I see quite a few golfers in their swings. You know, as they're in the downswing phase, what happens is their hips will move forward towards the ball, which is called early extension, and their head moves downward. So something has to give in that situation with that particular swing fault. So the spine tends to bow more, and yeah, some of the postures they're in, it's just like, oof, you know, you don't have any problems now. You probably will in the future.
Let me ask you this before we take our final break, and we'll finish up talking after we take care of the people who make this show possible. Somebody said to me, you know, posture, you know, is it just something you're going to end up, if you got to a certain age and you haven't corrected it, you're just going to have to accept the fact that you have this posture?
No. No, I mean, you know, you first you have to identify where the muscles are deficient and then correct those through stretching and mild strengthening. But you also need to work on the brain-body connection, you know, which is falsely called muscle memory. You know, there really is no such thing as muscle memory. The brains don't, the muscle doesn't have a brain. It doesn't remember. The brain controls everything. So if you're in a bad posture, you need to find someone to help you or look in a mirror or get into a good posture, feel what that is like, and then repeat it over and over and over and over again till it becomes the new habit.
Habit. Very good. We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Bob Foreman, Golf Fit Carolina. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quicker response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. But with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with Bob Foreman, the owner of GolfFitCarolina.com. Go there. Everything we've talked about is there, plus some, because we certainly can't cover everything, and there's so much to know. A question for you've got daughters. Two daughters?
Three, actually.
Three daughters. How do you teach your daughter to not be sensitive or embarrassed, to stand up straight with their chest out?
Well, I mean, you know, posture obviously is a big thing with me. And when I was young, I was one of those taller kids in school. So my fifth grade teacher made me walk around with a old chalkboard eraser on my head.
I like so, it.
Yeah, and to this day, you know, I have a lot to be thankful for. So, yeah, I make sure that, you know, that they're not slouched over, again, because they're always on the computer or on their phone sitting hunched over something. And that's really, you know, the underlying key here is that we have to be aware of the fact that we do sit a lot, that we're in bad postures when we do. And so we need to be taking steps to correct that at the end of the day. And that's where, you know, a sensible stretching and strengthening program will help keep balance in the body. Because when the body's out of alignment, that's when you start getting into arthritis and everything else that you talked about. And, you know, the aches and pains that you feel. So it's important to maintain balance.
If you're wondering why we're talking about posture and this is a golf show, is posture important to your golf game?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, very important. Very important. I mean, it helps you get out of the gate, you know, with the golf swing. I mean, if you're not standing over the ball with good posture, chances are the outcome is not going to be what you want it to be.
That's exactly. You see, people are like, posture, it's grip, it's this, it's in. Posture, hello, it's all about how much room you give your body to do what it's got to do. What would be the single best tip? And I know it's so much. You've got the top 10 important things on your website. What would you like to leave us with, a thought you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think for most people of the hundreds of golfers that I worked with over the years, I think the biggest thing that most need to work on is stretching and range of motion. So, I mean, my advice would be find a certified golf fitness instructor in your area, get together with them, go through an assessment so that you can identify where your weaker areas are, where your deficiencies are, and then they will give you a corrective exercise program. So, 'cause that, you need to do that first. You need to correct those deficiencies before you really get into the strength, golf-specific strength and balance and power exercises, because just by improving those deficiencies, not only are you going to feel better, but your game will get better out on the golf course.
Interesting. You also cover something that's talked about a lot about exercising, getting in the gym, and if people are hurt because they're focusing on, let's say, lifting weights like Tiger Woods, buffing up, you know, and getting all strong. And I love what you say here. I believe, as the article in the Wall Street Journal that you were referring to alludes to, specialization is playing a bigger part in the injury rates. It's not necessarily the working out, but it's that specialization, maybe focusing on muscles and not balancing it. Bob Foreman, thanks so much for being on the show. You can find him at golffitcarolina.com. Got to thank the people who make this show possible, and it is Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial, residential customers across the state of Hawaii. You know, if you're wandering around on a golf course and you have a feeling, you know, and you want to know what's happening at home, well, you just pull out your smartphone and there are your cameras. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building or a shopping center, I know you're not, but you're in charge of one. Whether you're in charge of a townhouse, a bunch of townhouses, you know, or a a development, or you just put together a custom home and you'd like to have some custom home recommendations, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, for your concert or your special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. It's Star Protection. What you need both here and they're also in California. What Star Protection does is they bring a group of guys on your property. They're going to check it out. See where you're vulnerable. Not only your home, maybe your business, where the protection needs to be put into place, and then they will do that for you. And Acura of Hawaii, you got to stop by the First Hawaiian Car Show today. They've got the amazing 2016 Acura ILX. It's at the convention center, and all the guys from Acura are going to be at the convention center. You can talk with them about inventory that's in stock. And we'll see you at that Acura booth today. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.